Well, hey, today, Congressman David Young dropping by our studios to have a little visit. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Good. You got a little time off now to get out and see folks?
Well, it's a good month here at home for our August work period, and we'll go back to D.C. Just after Labor Day. And so a lot of work to do. The Senate is in this month for some time, doing a lot of judicial nominees, and the Supreme Court justice hearings will be starting up later in August, early September. And Senator Grassley, as we know, is the chair of the Judiciary Committee. So that's a lot of people are watching that right now, but it's good to be home.
Absolutely. This is a time of the year where some folks kind of skeptical about, does anything really actually even get done now? Because we're in an election year, we're coming up after the August recess on those midterm elections. What exactly will we do? Will there be any advancements made toward getting some things taken care of here before we get to the midterm elections?
Well, I'm hopeful, especially when it comes to agriculture and getting the farm bill done. So the farm bill expires on September 30th, and I'm leading an effort with some of my colleagues to make sure that the conferees, the chairs of the Agriculture Committee on the Senate and House side, get the farm bill done here before the end of the fiscal year. And so we've passed it in the House, we've passed it in the Senate, and with what's going on in agriculture right now because of trade, any way we can give agriculture and farmers some kind of certainty with what farm programs right now is going to be really, really helpful as well. Something that also helped was getting rid of the EPA Administrator Pruitt, who was not keeping the president's promise on renewable fuel standard and those kind of things. And so we have a new acting administrator, Wheeler, who's in the seat right now. He may become the permanent one, and I'm trying to get him to Iowa to sit down with producers.
I'm sure your ear's getting bent just a little bit when you get out here this time of the year, especially this deep in the growing season, from farmers who are concerned about all those global trade issues that are having an immediate impact on them.
Yeah, and they have a right to be concerned, because with what's going on right now with retaliation by China and others with agriculture, so we need markets. We need trade. You know, the president has talked about in the campaign, and it shouldn't surprise us, about taking it to China. We've had about five past presidents talking about China as a bad actor, but really doing nothing. And the president decided he's going to keep his word, and that's refreshing, and that's nice. And I don't question the president's intentions on what he's trying to get with China and to get a better deal for Iowa agriculture, for manufacturers as well. But we're kind of on an uncharted territory here, and so I'm hopeful that the president can, with this pressure, kind of land this plane sooner rather than later to give agriculture a better deal and those markets back. As you know, it's very hard to get markets. It can take decades. It's easy to lose them. So we had a little bit of breakthrough with soy when it comes to the EU, European Union. If we can just use that relationship with the EU now, get NAFTA done, use that relationship with Canada and Mexico, and in an allied force and strength, really put that pressure on China when it comes to trade and really isolate China. Because it's felt like we were isolated a bit ourselves, but I think that may be turning.
Very good. North Korea, some images here this week with some of those remains coming back that may or may not be American servicemen. We'll find out over a period of time as tests are done. But to have the images that we had with the vice president meeting up with them in Hawaii the other night, it's pretty powerful.
You just think about patriotism right there. And you think about the families who've been waiting for so long to just see whatever remnants are left of the remains of their loved ones. And those soldiers who put their lives on the line for us in the Korean conflict and that Korean War. And so having them back on American soil is pretty special. It's a big deal. And, you know, I appreciate North Korea's gesture doing this. And it wouldn't have happened, though, if it wasn't for President Trump putting this pressure that he's been putting, this maximum pressure on North Korea to be denuclearized as well. North Korea released, some hostages that they had months ago. They released them. And so, you know, I'm encouraged. I'm still skeptical at times with North Korea because, it's a verify and trust kind of relationship and not necessarily a trust and verify relationship with North Korea. But we need to let them know that we want to bring them in the world of peaceful nations and be helpful to them, but they have to denuclearize. They have to give up those weapons.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen in the last few presidential cycles. In 2008, people wanted change, and they got that. In 2016, people apparently wanted change again, and they got that. We've been swinging back and forth quite a bit. What do people seem to want now as we get toward the midterm elections? Do you have a feel for what people are really looking for?
Well, they just want to make sure that their federal government understands the relationship between the government and the people, and that is that the federal government works for the American people. It's not the other way around. We should not be feeling like or acting like slaves to government. Government works for us, and that's where you have accountability. That's why I'm out here in every county every month visiting my bosses. And I think people just want to remind those who represent them at any level of government, whether it's local or federal or at the state level, that relationship is a special one, but the people are the bosses. And I'm reminded of that when it comes to elections. And so I'm on my toes and remembering who the boss is as well. And that people just want to have a level playing field, and they want fairness out there to seek those opportunities out there, knowing that the outcomes aren't always going to be guaranteed. But if they can just have that opportunity to shoot for the American dream and do better for themselves and their families, that means keeping more of their hard-earned dollars, making sure that the federal government as well, and the federal government's failed on this end, in protecting the American people when it comes to sovereignty of our borders and making sure that that we're secure. And people are talking about security, economic security, and that personal national security.
Well, you have an opponent in the upcoming midterm elections. A lot of folks have. I think there are fewer uncontested races than we've ever seen. I don't know if folks are sensing opportunity, or it doesn't really matter why they're getting involved, but it's good to have choices for the public.
It's very good to have choices. And those choices then, they drive people like myself or my opponent or people who are running elsewhere in races that are contested to get out there and see the people, and to do better, and to answer to them and be more accountable. And so it's good to have choices. You're exactly right. If we didn't have choices and we were just constantly, you know, electing the same people over and over and over again without a choice, we may be reinforcing a wrong idea at times and too many times over. So choices are good.
Very good. What do you enjoy the most during the August recess? What events do you enjoy getting to the most?
Not having to put on a suit and tie on every day and being able to just, you know, wear my boots and go into the rodeo here tonight in Sydney. You know, the county fairs, it was great to be at the Cass County Fair last Friday and have some good food and talk to some great people. And county fairs coming up, or a few more county fairs are coming up, and then the state fair. So I've been getting in shape for the state fair.
All right,
hope to see a lot of people there.
Lots of eating to be done, that's
for
sure. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for stopping by and keeping in touch. We appreciate it. Anytime.
Well, thank you for what KJAN does to keep the community involved and share with them what's going on locally. So thank you.